My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to your calls here in just a little bit.
Good song. Bam, 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 bam. A little trivia for you. Do you know what happened 35 years ago today, Sal? And sometimes, man, it is easy to lose track of timing. Like sometimes when somebody passes away, you might say, well, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And somebody's like, no, it was like 10 years ago. You're like, really? That long? Like sometimes we just kind of distort time unintentionally. 35 years ago today... Guess what debuted?
What?
And
this is 89.
Hey, Eddie! Mike and Chris.
Did it really?
35 years ago today.
Where did you see that? How did I not know
Barrett
that?
Barrett Media. Look at this picture of these guys. Oh, my God. Chris still looks the same yelling. Mike looks obviously a lot younger. His hair is, you know, darker. That was on, September 5th, 1989. Mike and Chris debut on WFAN.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Years ago.
How about that? Crazy. 35 years ago. My goodness.
Man.
That's crazy. I started listening to them probably 95, I would say. Maybe, yeah, I would say 95, I think, is when I first like discovered The Fan and fell in love with it. So that's kind of still early on.
That's only 2 years after Susan opened up the mic in 87 is the first update.
I started listening to it in 95.
Gotcha.
They started, in 89 together, but I'm saying, like, I didn't really miss that much. I know I missed the early years, the first, 6 years, but 6 years is really nothing when you think about the big picture.
Well, let's see what they were, because I don't remember off the top of my head. I know it wasn't good for the Jets. I need the exact recollection. Like, what kind of football seasons were they treated to right away? Jets were 4-12.
All right.
And the Giants were... Yeah, that had to be the 90 champion. 12-4, first in the NFC.
So they had the Giants, they had the Mets. The Mets at the end of their...
Yeah, coming off that loss to the Dodgers the previous year, still some good players. The remnants of 86, not 40.
Knicks still weren't terrible. There yet. Yeah.
Yankees were terrible.
Right.
The Knicks were... Remember, that was Patino who came
That's
in
That's what I'm saying, they weren't there yet.
No, was that McLeod? I think that was either McLeod or Stu Jackson. Obviously, young Patrick and Gerald Wilkins and Mark Jackson, but the team had a little juice, but not quite right.
Happy anniversary! I wish I knew that ahead of time. I could have tried to get Mike on.
Well, maybe since you played golf with him, he's joining us.
Celebrate the 35 years.
Yeah, 40's the big one. Like, 35's a weird, but 5 years, not 40 years ago.
So that'll be, right, so 2029 will be 40 years from the debut. Maybe we do a little special reunion show or something.
Yeah, could have fun.
Anyway, yeah, happy anniversary to Mike and the dog. I had no idea about that, and I'm upset that I didn't know. One quick thing before we get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. You know, injuries are not an excuse. And we could sit here and say, well, the Yankees, yeah, they missed Clark Schmidt, or they didn't have Garrett Cole, you know, the entire year, or this one's banged up. You know, Stanton missed some time, or Dominguez was hurt in the minors when he would have come up. Yeah, that's great. Every team deals with injuries. Are we forgetting the convenient fact that the Mets have lost their best starting pitcher the entire year? And yet we don't even bring it up. Why? Because everybody else has done an incredible job, whether it's Manaea, whether it's Peterson, whether it's Severino. And yet we don't even think of Kodai Senga, who, by the way, still might be coming back. It feels like the Mets now are almost expecting, I forget the exact words that Andy Martino used in his report yesterday, but either hopeful or expecting now Senga to return as a starter before the postseason, which would be great, sure, but point is, everything that's happened to the Mets, whether it's Senga, whether it's Starling Marte getting hurt, doesn't matter. You know, Diaz getting suspended, guys in the bullpen, Brooks Raley. I mean, Brooks Raley was a legitimate high leverage, one of the best bullpen arms on the Mets going into the year. Done for the year. And yet, there's no excuses. The Mets are exceeding still all expectations. So I don't want to hear the excuses from the Yankees themselves about wall injuries, and that's all the Cashman did a year ago.
I haven't heard it this year.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard it this year.
Not as
Nor
much.
Nor have I heard it from fans.
No, not as much, but still. Whoa, Clark Schmidt, when he comes back, well, yeah,
that's,
I mean.
That's not an excuse. Yeah. It's just a point of reference. He was really good, but he comes back, they're going to be, you know, they should be better.
Understood, but I mean, what about Kodai Senga? I mean, Kodai Senga was more important to the Mets staff than Clark Schmidt, or Brooks Raley more important to the Mets bullpen than another arm, you know, they say whatever arm the Yankees want to throw out there that they lost. I'm not trying to make it look at how great the Mets are and how bad the Yankees are. It is just a reference point to show that injuries in this specific year for the Mets, if you're good and your chemistry is good and it's you're accountable as an organization and you have some depth and it's built the right way, this is not by accident. This is by David Stern's design. This is what happens. The Mets have been a better team.
Well, let me ask you this. So, I mean, if Senga comes back and starts, that's huge, man.
Especially ahead of the postseason. I don't care if he pitched. Well, now they might need him to get there, but.
Yeah, true. I don't know what kind of length he's, and I'm not even going to try to guess. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, I don't know where he's going to be lengthwise or being stretched out, because who knows how many minor league starts he gets. The minor league season ends earlier. You know, where is he in terms of being built up? But let's just say in a perfect world, I'm going to present this to you, Sal. Manaea stays hot. Manaea's been great. Peterson's been as good.
Right.
And let's put Senga in there.
Yeah.
Is that a top three that you actually think could get to and win a World Series? If Senga is close to what he was a year ago.
With Manaea's pitching like a legitimate ace.
I know he is.
And
Peterson's got a sub-3 ERA.
Yeah, I trust Severino, maybe even more so than Peterson.
Yeah, I almost forgot about Severino, too. What about Sevy as like a 7th, 8th inning guy?
Manaea,
just throwing it out there. Go ahead.
Manaea, Sevy, Peterson, and Senga. That is, look, it's not on paper as good a rotation as you could have going into the postseason, but there is no doubt in my mind that that rotation can win a World Series.
Yeah,
that's good enough.
I like the way you frame it. Like, nobody's going to sit here, especially on a national level, like, you know, not that we care what they think, but you know, if you're not watching Manaea pitch every night or every fifth day, or you haven't seen this explosion from Peterson and still kind of associate him with McGill when they first burst on the scene together a couple of years ago, or you don't really think Senga is going to come back and do what he might do, or Severino as well, you would look at the Mets quartet and say, whatever, it's a couple of reclamation projects, the guy nobody knows, big deal. But when you look at it circumstantially to this season and the other rosters around baseball, I don't know. I mean, it's not that crazy to think that those guys could win a couple series if they get to the playoffs.
And the biggest reason why is Manaea has been a legitimate ace. Like, not just the Mets' best pitcher. He has pitched in the last several months, or whatever you want to say, a couple of months, wherever it dates back to, he has pitched like a legitimate ace. You saw Senga for, you know, a half a start against Atlanta, but he looked like a legitimate ace. And obviously, he was terrific a year ago, so Manaea and Senga back-to-back with the depth of Sevy and Peterson, yeah. I mean, you and I both agreed the majority of the year. The one thing that would hold us back from saying the Mets can be a legitimate World Series team in the National League, you know, representing the National League in the World Series, was their starting pitching. They just didn't have that horse, which is why I wanted to go get Blake Snell at the trade deadline. They didn't have that horse that you might need to get through the postseason. Well, they've now, Manaea's turned into that, and they might get Senga back. So if you get Senga back, coupled with Manaea, Seve, Peterson, we both sign for that rotation going to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the lineup, can't knock the lineup. Lindor's been an MVP. The best part about their
Who's playing right field?
It doesn't matter, whoever's hot.
I'm just curious. So, like to start the postseason, you go Winker.
Depends.
You
Marte, Winker. Depends. You could have Marte in right. You could have Winker DH and have J.D. Martinez out. Or have J.D. Martinez
in. Okay, good.
But that the best thing about their lineup is that while Lindor's been the constant and MVP, clearly, on any given night, it could be anybody else. Let's say Nimmo's struggling. Okay, well, Winker picks him up. Mm-hmm. Let's say Winker and Nimmo are struggling. Okay, Alonso hits a home run. Let's say Alonso's not getting it done and Winker's struggling and Nimmo can't find it. Vientos gets it done.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say him.
Yeah, Bader comes up with a clutch hit. I know Alvarez hasn't been as instrumental with the bat.
It's been a huge disappointment,
It could be, okay, but it could be Alvarez. It could be Alvarez and Torrens getting a good go. And by the way, even with that, like, if I were to tell you coming into the year, Alvarez would have the season that he's had. Pete has had the season that he's had. McNeil's had the season that he's had. Nimmo's had the season. You'd be like, how the hell is this team even going to sniff the postseason?
Well, I agree. And let me frame it differently, though, just to focus more on Alvarez, which is really speaks volumes to how many contributions they've gotten from so many guys. If you said to me before the season that the Mets will win 90 games, which they very well might,
and which is
I would think that Alvarez was in the middle of everything. I mean, him more than Nimmo. Well, Nimmo too, but him more than McNeil. Marte, you know, I never trust him to be fully healthy, whatever. So, but I would have thought
more than Vientos, certainly.
Yeah, but I'm saying specific to Alvarez, like their best prospect,
right,
has done nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We expected him to be, if they were going to be successful, it was going to have to be because Alvarez would have been a big time impact bat.
What's he hitting?
And he has not been that. Alvarez hitting
235.
Yeah.
666 OPS. Six home runs. But his splits are like since the second half. What is he in?
Nah, he's been bad.
Imagine he's been among the worst in baseball. I saw a stat like he's got under an OPS of 500 since whatever. July 200 average, August 171. But that's the bad news. The good news is, if he wakes up and clicks it in like we know we can, you know.
One thing, too, though, that I value with catchers, and Hoff, you want to get in here and add to this, the value from catchers, and specifically with Alvarez, the way he works with the staff and defense, which is not supposed to be his strength. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's acceptable to have him hit 230 with six home runs, but he has been good defensively.
Yeah, and if you actually see, I mean, John Boy did an amazing job, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, where he actually put Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles and Francisco Alvarez like side by side, lined up where they were, where Alvarez was stealing pitches that were balls, but getting them called strikes because of how close he gets to the plate, where he positions his gloves, how he receives the ball. And the same pitches for Rutschman, they were getting all balls, and the Oriole staff couldn't understand what was going on. Legitimately, he steals strikes for his pitching staff.
And that's been something, BT, that they've talked about early on with Scherzer, Verlander, when they were throwing Alvarez, saying that how much they loved it.
Yep.
And it, you know, funny that we heard the exact opposite through Alvarez's minor league career. Well, the guy's not going to be a good defensive catcher, but he's going to be a big bat. All of a sudden, he comes up here. Everybody loves throwing to him. And now he's stealing pitches left and right. So it's not like he hasn't done anything or hasn't been valuable. And he's had a couple of big hits. And I do still think he's got it in him. That potential to change a game with one swing is nice. But defensively, Alvarez has been a plus for them.
I'm going to get a little geeky here. Yeah. I don't even know if there's an answer here. Is there a stat, Hop, maybe you know, for stolen strikes?
I'm sure there's got to be.
I'm even on Baseball Savant. I don't see it right away.
I'm sure there's got to be some kind
there's
of metric.
There's got to be. I mean, all the basic stuff, and then you get CS above average, throws, miles per hour, runner speed, pop times, all that basic stuff. I don't arm strength, about, you know, 80 miles an hour, 85. I don't see anything on stolen strikes. I would love to see that. I'd love to see it.
It is amazing, though, of I wouldn't say how many things have gone wrong for the Mets, but where you look at it and say, okay, well, if the Mets are going to make the postseason, everything's got to go right. And maybe they could be an 85-win team. And that's with everything going right. And everything has not gone right for this team, as a matter of fact. A lot has gone wrong. But yet here they are right now with, what, 22 games to go for the Mets, too?
Sounds about right.
76 wins on the season. So, I mean, you know, think about this. The Mets should, again, knock on wood, but they should bare minimum get to 86, 87 wins, and they still might not make the postseason with that. That's insane.
You want a little update here? I do it all the time.
On what, the projected win total?
I haven't lost in a while. That number's got to be going up. You ready?
The playoff percentage or projected win total?
Give you both.
Okay.
I don't think the projected playoff percentage has gone up. I think when I checked the other day, it was 87.1 for the Mets. I mean, it's got to be bumped up to 88. It's got to be. Hold on. All right. The Metsies. That was on, it's not popping up. 1 second, I'm sorry. Okay, standings, that should be it. Okay, gotcha. All right, so the Mets. All right, 0.6 of a point. It's gone from 87.1 to 87.7.
That's projected win total?
Yeah, trending toward 88. 88.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I thought when we did this a couple weeks ago, they were like 85 or something.
Yeah, it was. At one point, it was like 83.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. Recco's going to win that over. Jerry got him. He never flinched. He did. Even when, like, Boomer and Jerry were bad, like, there's no chance, when they were horrible. He's like, I don't know, I feel good.
You're going to lose that. Oh,
I very well might. They are at a 48.4% postseason chant of projection. Even the division's almost 2%, so you're gaining ground.
God, the division too, so. Did you see, was it Monday or Tuesday? It must have been Tuesday night. Did you see Philadelphia come back? Schwarber hit 3 home runs. They came back against the Blue Jays late.
Yeah.
Dude, I was looking at my chops.
Start a scoreboard watch,
well,
man.
Well, but with the Phillies, because if the Blue Jays had won that, it would have been 6.5.
Listen, you don't think I'm watching the Orioles White Sox?
Yeah, no, I know.
I know that's more directly related, but I
like,
got you.
I'm, you know, when I brought up the division, I was like, you're crazy thinking about the division. Not out of the realm of possibility yet, and still not. Although the Phillies have been playing much better, they've been 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 4 straight. If not for that recent surge,
Mets might be 3 or 4 back.
Yes,
because the Mets have won 7 in a row now, or is it 7 or 8?
Yeah, seven in a row.
Right? You know, I meant to ask you. You didn't really get too much into your experience at the ballpark last night. You went out to the game, and I feel like it was a little bit more energized the night before. The Lindor MVP chants when you're in the building.
Yeah, it was not that loud.
Kind of faint. It didn't sound really loud.
I mean,
on
they
TV.
Were there, but it wasn't like in unison, legit MVP.
Like the night
chant.
Before.
Right. Hoff, you have something quick on Alvarez? You said you wanted.
Yeah, I did. As far as the catching frame runs they have, Alvarez is 8th overall. He's a +7 runs, where Adley Rutschman, which is somebody that they were comparing him to in that specific instance, was a -1. He was 32nd ranked.
He's So he's number 7, you said, Alvarez?
Alvarez is actually tied for 7th with seven runs.
What does that even mean? I don't even understand.
I guess you're stealing 7 runs compared to Adley Rutschman, who was minus. Like they're giving up more runs because of
you're saving 7 runs.
Yeah, like defense. Yeah, they have those stats. I know you're not too.
Who you have the catchers in there?
How's my boy Austin Wells doing?
Yeah, well, also
he's a little underrated.
He's actually up there. He's top 3.
Oh, so he's higher than Alvarez.
Yeah, he's +10.
There you go.
Is he supposed to be a defensive guy? Austin
Wells? No, he came with a stick label. He's definitely. I'm not saying he's a stud catcher.
Right.
He's going to be a stud hitter, and he's definitely a functional catcher. People thought he was going to be a zero back there.
Yeah, he. I mean, without Austin Wells being, where would the Yankees be without him? I mean, my goodness, if not for him, they'd be even further under .500 since June 1st.
He hits, man. He's going to be a hitter.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back on the other side. Have Dave Portnoy, of course, of Barstool. We'll have some fun with that. And 140, the couples fantasy stuff that BT was talking about with his wife. I asked my wife if she would join. We have the phone call that we recorded yesterday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Play that coming up at 140. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Of course, tomorrow, BT, the first Football Friday of the season. I actually cannot believe, and I know it gets repetitive, everybody says the same thing. Oh, summer flies by and it's gone so fast. It really does feel weird to me. You know, you and I were together for our first, you know, doing the show together the first year last year.
Yeah.
You know, end of the summer and then end of the fall. We had the perfect parlay pick segment, had some fun, ended up, you know, dressing like Doink and Goldust, yeah, respectively. Like, it feels like a while ago, and yeah, yet here we are now getting ready for week one. The NFL will have Nick Costos on tomorrow. We'll have football picks. Football Friday, week one, NFL is back.
And before you know it, we're going to be saying, Sal, can you believe it's already week eight in the NFL?
Know,
I mean, time flies, that stops for nobody. But I think, you know, because I remember saying it, like, not early when the Mets were scuffling, but when the Mets started to show a little flicker, their first little flicker, I'm like, you know, listen, we're not that far away from Yankees playoffs, mm-hmm, Rodgers' return. You know, who knows what the Giants give us, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, the Mets, you know, puncher's chance to give us a meaningful at least summer, if not October. And here we are. Everybody's kind of pulling their weight. You know,
yeah,
I don't know what kind of start the Giants get off to. I do think that first game against Minnesota's paramount. I think they got to win that. I think if they lose that, and it's an if, and I don't think that they will, but if they do.
You know they're underdogs in that game?
I did know that. I bet it's a point and a half, depending upon where you shop. I knew that. And you look at it, I think if they were to lose that game, particularly if they lost that game in an ugly manner, I could see the season getting away. The Giants' schedule's tough.
Yeah.
I'd like the Jets to start. But I think if you win there, you know, maybe you start 2-2 in September. Yanks doing their thing. Mets still rolling. Knicks Rangers around the corner. Rodgers throwing dimes. I mean, it could be sporting euphoria.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that. And tomorrow we'll do a lot more on the Giants. Do you think? I can't wait to dive into that. And the game, you know, preview the game against Minnesota, preview week one. Have all fun. Like I said, we'll have Costos. We'll have our own picks, but definitely do a lot of Giants tomorrow. Do you think the excitement is a little, like, I know once we get to Monday, it's going to be great because we'll have the Giants, or Sunday you'll have the Giants, whatever, but because the Jets aren't playing till Monday.
Feels different.
It does feel.
It feels different for me,
right?
Too. A little bit. It
takes away a little. It's almost like there's a delay. Yes, we have half of our teams going, mm-hmm. but the Jets don't get going until Monday. You got to wait the extra day into next week. It just kind of feels different maybe than a normal week one would feel.
I don't like it, and there's a lot of these games for the Jets early. They,
What did I say, three games in the first 11 days? Is that possible?
Well, you did say three of 11. Okay. But think about it. First game's prime time. Week two is in Tennessee. I'll be there. Week three is a prime time game.
Right.
I think week four is Denver. That's normal. But a lot of the Pittsburgh Sunday night, London game.
Sunday, Thursday, they play at the start.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a little complicated there. But all of the extra weights that we'll have for the Jets, I usually hate that. Especially if they're okay, and they should be more than that this year. I can't stand, waking up on a Sunday and, my team's not playing until Monday night. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
But I like it even less when I've waited all summer for football to return. It's one thing waiting for an extra, a week to week. It's been months. I just want to sit down and watch Aaron Rodgers play.
I know, and then we got to watch a Thursday game tonight, Friday game tomorrow,
yeah,
all Sunday, the entire slate Sunday, and then you got to wait around till Monday. Look, it's going to be great. We love football, love talking about football, love betting on football, all those different things. But I do just feel like, while I still can't believe mentally, oh, wow, we got a football Friday tomorrow and the picks and all those different things, and week one Sunday, I still can't believe it. It does feel a little different knowing that the Jets play on Monday, so there's a delay, too.
Do you have a jersey picked out for tomorrow's show, Sal?
No, and even, it's funny you say that because I haven't even thought about that yet, but I saw Gallo walking around. Gallo's a Broncos fan. He's got his Brian Dawkins jersey on today. So, and I was like, by the way, you're a day early. It's Thursday. It's not Friday. Not until I saw his jersey did I think, oh, it's Football Friday. Last year, I wore a bunch of jerseys on Football Friday. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I have not picked it out yet.
Okay.
I mean, if I do wear one tomorrow, it's got to be a Giants jersey because the Giants play Sunday.
Mm-hmm. No 58 action?
I was going to say, a lot of different choices.
Yep.
There's one way to get Banks on the show is the 58 jersey.
That's
you know?
Right. Did you get your Thibodeau jersey yet or not?
I do not. I'm not going to get the newer players.
What about Adoree? Did Adoree ever ship you his, or was he just talking smack?
He never sent me that.
He didn't send it to you?
No, I don't know. I want him at this
come
point.
Come on, Adoree.
Nice to see him back. I don't even want him. Want the jersey at this point, but it was fun to think about. And we'll have Jonathan Casillas tomorrow as well. Hoff just told me in the air. So we had Becht on earlier in the week. We'll do Giants more. Tomorrow's going to be a very Giants-heavy show.
And Casillas was with us a couple of times last year. He had a great convo.
He's terrific.
He shoots straight. He's good. Hoff knows him from doing the stuff with the Giants, the producer for the pre to post. It's go time. This is it. Summer's over. It's Trent's time.
I'm looking forward to it. Have you looked at the slate of games yet for your perfect parlay picks?
Oh, for the perfect parlay. Not with perfect parlay
thoughts.
Absolutely
in
mind. More
will you do that tonight,
which games
tomorrow?
That'll be more.
I have not myself. I have not looked
question,
at the full
actually.
Slate.
Yeah. Most of the games are pretty good.
It's a big year for you and I because Hoff took us down last year. We both had a dress. Well, I had a dress like a clown. You dressed like gold dust. So it's a big year for us to get some revenge on Hoff. We have to win.
Well, true, but
one of us actually.
Well, I was going to say one of us is still going to get the shaft.
Yeah, right. That is true.
This could be you.
Right.
It could be me.
Well, I will say, buddy. While we both lost the baseball, the football picks last year, perfect parlay picks.
Yeah.
I won the baseball card World Series.
You did.
And the over-unders are looking to favor your shoulder. All right, BT and Sal and the Fan will come back on the other side. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Finish up with your calls in just a little bit. Right now, Dave Portnoy, founder and owner of Barstool Sports, of course, El Presidente. He is on the line with us, of course, to promote the One Bite Pizza Fest featuring 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias such as Locale's, Sally's a Pizza, I know that's Hoff's favorite, DeFara, which is my personal favorite, Frank Pepe, Prince Street, so many more, Tommy John and Built are just two of the sponsors that bring it to you. Dave, BT and Sal on the Fan, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.
Do you have a particular favorite spot in mind in New York? Forget Long Island, New York in the city, a best pizza spot?
I'm a John's a Bleecker guy for the most part in downtown Manhattan. That's my go-to.
All right. I mean, I don't know if I've... Yeah, I think I've been there before. Is that...
Carton used to order from there a lot, right?
I'm not sure about... Yeah, we did have that here. Yeah.
He did.
DeForest is my
favorite. Are you guys New York guys or what?
Yeah, man, Brooklyn.
Come on. I mean, well, from Long Island. I don't know.
The way you answered that question, it was like I said, a foreign pizza place.
No. I mean, it's just a...
It's a legendary spot.
Yeah, I've been to so many, and I think I've been there so many. I forget the names of the place. Little Vincent's on Long Island, I love, but I know you
already sell. I'm wondering about this pizza etiquette. I mean, El Prez is coming in hot, dude.
Yeah, no.
Little Vincent's overrated. No disrespect.
Yeah, no, I know. I've heard you say that before. It's a little disappointing. How about your Pats this year, Dave? It's going to be a rough year.
Let me take all these rings out of my ears to see if I hear what you guys are talking about. Listen, they gave me enough success over the last couple decades. We're going to have a down year once in a while. Yeah, I'm an observer this year.
You know what, though, Dave? That's going to get old here, and it's not going to get old yet here, but it's happened with the Yankees. Oh, 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. All of a sudden,
That's a different century you were just talking about.
Well, no, but 2009 is this century. What I'm saying is you can tell yourself that, I got all these rings in my ears. I'm good. You guys are going to be so bad for so long that's going to evaporate quicker than you think.
Well, we'll see how Drake May is. He's not even a starter. I mean, it's all as good as your quarterback, so we'll see how it goes. I agree. Like, we have what? Honestly, a 20-year window of losing before you start thinking that way?
I don't think that long. That's my point.
Oh, no. Yes. What? 20 years minimum.
Really?
Are you over, Dave, the idea of Belichick no longer being the coach? It's got to be a tough transition. I know you went through the Brady stuff, but what are your thoughts on Belichick?
You know, if Belichick asked me to kill somebody, I probably would kill him for him. I love the guy. It is a tough transition. They were so bad. They were so bad the last couple of years. So maybe a switch had to be made. I personally would rather he's still coaching. I would rather he's still our coach. But it is what it is. They were awful. And there were some weird decisions being made. I know, Patricia being the offensive coordinator, that was strange. There are just odd things happening. So maybe it was time for a switch.
It'll be one thing, Dave. We're talking with Dave Portnoy, founder and owner of Barstool Sports. Of course, the One Bite Pizza Fest featuring 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias and apparently John from Bleecker Street, which I got to get more familiar with. It's going to be a great thing. Yeah, last year, I know there was some rain, but you guys still had a massive turnout, so we're looking forward to it this year. There's a couple of sessions, the afternoon and evening session, so check that out, onebitepizzafest.com. Dave, what really is going to be fun? Like, the Jets are going to spank the Pats, and it's really not going to be fun because nobody expects anything from the Pats this year. But when the Knicks take the Celtics down, that is where it's going to be a lot of fun. Your seats are going down this year, Presidente.
Is this what we do on New York Sports Talk Radio?
Yep.
We brag about the Jets, and we say the Knicks are coming to the Celtics. I mean, you guys, I actually was at an event, and I saw your big man. The guy was hurt from Kentucky. He was the big man.
You talking about Julius Randle?
Yeah, Julius Randle. It was a poker charity event in the Hamptons.
Okay.
And I got introduced to him, and he's like, oh, we're playing you guys opening day. Are you going to heckle us? It's like, I don't even know you guys exist. Like, heckle you? You gotta get on my radar screen first. You think we care about the Knicks? Give me a break.
You know what I want to ask you? So I'm just jumping gears a little bit here, but I don't know how much time we have. I've seen, you post some of these big winnings. Now we all know you gamble enough. You're going to win. You're going to lose more. What is the worst, whether it's a monetary number that you're comfortable divulging, and maybe you divulge it, I didn't see it. What's the worst loss or the toughest beat that you've ever had? I know you crush a lot. A million here, 1.5 there. Worst loss ever. What is it?
I know I bet and lost 500. Let me be frank. I never win gambling. This is the first year I'm up ever, and it's just because I hit a bunch of futures. I went to Michigan, so I went to Michigan, Alabama, the Rose Bowl, and I'm like, I'm going to make the biggest bet of my life. They won that game, and then I just kept kind of pushing with futures. But I'm never up. I've never been up at the end of the year. This year, I'm up because of the futures. I've had a million zillion crushing bets. I don't even know how to pick, but I've had a million bad beats. I mean, college guys, committing fouls with no time left, scores that change after the game's over. I've been betting my whole life pretty much.
Yeah.
So I've suffered them all.
Is there a big bet you have going in this 2024 NFL season?
The two teams that I like for futures are the Bengals and the Texans, which are both kind of trendy picks. I did a parlay with the Phillies and the Texans to the Phillies to win the World Series and the Texans to win. I have the Phillies to win $200,000 to win like $1.2 million. And my biggest bet right now is the Indiana Fever. I'm a WNBA fanatic. I put $100,000 on them at All-Star break to win $10 million, excuse me. 100 to win 10.
Jeez.
They were 100 to 1. They're now 18 to 1.
Yeah. She had another triple-double, too.
It came down to 18 to 1. You had it at 100 to 1?
Yeah, at All-Star break, like weeks ago.
Now, could you cash that out? Or you're not gonna
yeah,
cash
it? Yeah, I could have cashed out on DraftKings and made $200,000, but no, I'm letting I think they can win the whole thing. Oh. I'm upset. I wake up. I look at WNBA. I go to bed. I look at WNBA. I'm in with the trolls, fighting the troll. I'm so in on the WNBA. It's crazy.
So wait, so you don't just check the scores to see if you won. You actually sit down, you watch a game four quarters? No way you do. You're not doing that, are you?
I watch every second of Caitlin Clark. I'll go watch Angel Reese play just to root against her.
Yeah, you know, I know you guys.
Angel Reese. I mean, come on. He's why not? She's the double-double machine.
Yeah, she gets a lot in guards. Listen, she's a very good player, but Caitlin Clark, she's transcendent. I've never seen a woman play basketball like her.
Yeah, I mean, look, you should be more focused on, or you will be more focused on the Knicks taking down the Celtics once the NBA season starts.
Think about the disrespect.
Is that like a serious thing?
Yeah, it is. Jalen Brunson, what are you talking about? Leading the way, the Knicks are coming. As Celtics had their championship, that's nice. The Knicks are coming for you. The Boston and New York rivalry are going to be back on. Yanks, Sox, not the same anymore. Pats, Jets, there never really was a rivalry. Now.
I hope. I'd love that to be a rivalry. That would be great. I'd love it.
Yeah, I mean, the disrespect.
I'm patting you on the head. I'm saying, yeah, let's go get a pat.
Like little lap dogs. Come along, little dog. Yeah, we'll give you a little bone here.
Is that where
you're
most?
You can hang out. Maybe you can hang with us for a year or two. We'll start taking you seriously. It's all coming to roost this year, Portnoy. You're going to go 2-6.
Celtics are loaded.
Hey, 2-15. That's what the Pats are doing. Your Red Sox just got swept and broomed by the Metsies here. The worms turned. It's over up there in New England. You guys in Boston College is doing nothing. BU is doing nothing. Yale, Harvard, nobody's doing anything. It's over. The ride's over, dude.
You're coming at us for Harvard?
Everything.
Yale's in Connecticut.
Whatever. It is in Connecticut. That's right.
Is that where your most passion is, Dave, with Phantom these days with the Celtics?
I mean, I'm still diehard Patriots, obviously. Like 2-15, I probably want that. You probably want them to get the first pick. Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins, distant fourth. But right now, I know you guys don't believe it. It's like the Indiana Fever. I can't get enough.
How are you watching? By the way, before I let you go, Dave Portnoy with us here, BT and Sal. How do you watch Sunday? I mean, you got our because Sal does this. I don't like doing this. It's tough, especially doing local radio. Just really want to focus on the Jets and the Giants and watch the other big games. I can't watch seven games at once. How football Sunday? What are you doing?
Seven games at once. Only way.
Yeah, that's the only way.
I can't.
Seven. Come on, BT. You got to watch seven. You got to watch all the games, all the action, and you got to have all the pizza.
Yeah, that's like pro sports fan. That it's like a skill.
Yeah, I guess. I know. You know what it is, Dave? I think if I watch seven, I watch none. I'm too distracted.
No, that's because you don't know how to watch sports as a fan then. It's a good skill.
I have, you know, regular pedestrian, non-diehard sports fans come over and they see the screens. They're like, oh my God, what's going on down here? I'm like, what do you mean, what's going on down here? This is football. We're watching football.
Yeah, I get it. Like, we're no different than the players. Like, week one, a little bit, you're out of sync. You're like looking around, you're missing, but two or three, it's all locked in. You don't miss a play.
All right, and Dave, of course, has the One Bite Pizza Fest, 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias. Check it out, onebitepizzafest.com. Thank you, El Presidente. We appreciate the time. Good luck to your Pats this year, and we'll talk some Celtics-Knicks down the road.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. And by the way, the name of the event, it just seems like a contradiction. I don't know about it. I can't have one bite.
Well, so, that's the whole.
I understand. Yeah. But who could have one bite of pizza? So last night, we had the pep rally for football and cheer, right? Yeah. For everybody in town. And, you know, it's part of the budget. You order pizzas. You play the music. The girls do the dances. They introduce you to the boys that's playing football. They run out. It's fun. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But they always over-order pizza, just in case, right?
Right.
Because then the kids start playing, and then they don't really eat. So one of our family friends said, hey, you want to take this home? I didn't even want pizza, right? You want to take this home for you and Jen and the kids? Yeah. I said, yeah, sure. I had a slice on the way back, and then I had three slices in a row. I had four slices. Yeah, I didn't want any.
Yeah, right, one bite, let alone one slice. You can't even have that.
It's like crack. I can't stop. And it wasn't even particularly great pizza. It was okay pizza.
We'll come back. We'll finish up. Have call of the day, and that's where we'll play the call from my wife.
I can't wait to hear this.
You brought up the couple's fantasy draft. Yes. I never heard of such a thing. I posed the idea to my wife as far as being, hey, you know what? You want to spend some together time? Maybe we'll do a little couples draft. Mm. I called her yesterday. She didn't know it was being recorded, and we have that. We'll play that when we come back. BT and Sal on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, he hit 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
A very special call of the day today, brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. BT, I never knew that there was such a thing as a couples fantasy league. You put me onto that earlier in the week. You and your wife, Jen, drafted a team there. You know what? I had the idea. Let's see how my wife would take it. I don't know how it would go over, but maybe create some time bonding over a fantasy league. Here was the call that I made to her yesterday while we recorded it.
Hello?
Hey, real quick, I was just thinking about it because I know we don't get to do many things together a lot with our schedules, but I was thinking of this thing. There's a couples fantasy league. You want to do that with me?
Even though I don't know anything, it would be used to leading it.
Right, but no, I get your opinion on it. You know,
okay, sure.
Okay, you think it'd be fun to do together?
I mean, fun? It's football, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm saying, but it's like a bonding thing together, you know, you and I.
Yeah, so for that reason, yeah, I would do it, yeah.
And we could spend, like, then Sundays we could watch the games together and watch our teams together.
Oh, no, in order to draft, I have to spend Sundays and watch the game?
Yeah, like, if we're going to do the league together, you got to pay attention to what's going on.
Oh, no. You just de-sold me.
All right, so you don't want to spend time together.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, Sal, you're taking it the wrong way. First of all, football is something I hate. I do want to spend time with you, but I don't want it to be that I have to now be in the house watching something I hate.
Okay. No, I understand. You're right. I understand.
Like, it's not something I enjoy. The first part when you said, oh, yeah, you want to draft this together for fun, like, you know, like, yeah, I didn't mind that part. But when you're saying that, oh, if I do this, then I have to be locked in.
All right.
And what about Sammy? How can I be locked in when we have a toddler to take care of?
Right. No, and I forgot about that. I was thinking maybe we just, you know, have my mom over or something.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Love you.
That's why you're calling? I thought you were calling about the text I sent you.
I didn't even see it. I'll look at that now. I'll call you back after the show. All right. Love you. All right.
Now, I will say, to be fair to her, when I first called, I was waiting. I got her to the point where she was getting a little perturbed by it.
Yeah.
When I first called, and it was 2 minutes and 30 seconds long, so Hoff edited it out. In the beginning, she was like, yeah, I'm open to that. I'm like, what? So she was very open and nice and thinking it was going to be a legit bonding thing. And I'm thinking, it's fantasy football. Like, that's what you want? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never think that. But she was more open to it.
Sit on the couch, open a bottle of wine, laptops next to each other, maybe skin touching. Yeah, it's a nice husband and wife moment.
Well, I gave her that you could watch the games on Sunday. That's where I just... I love the way that she's emphasized, I hate
football. Yeah, she does hate it.
She hates football.
Yeah, she does. Like, that's baseball, pretty apparent. She hates it.
At least baseball, basketball, she'll watch, go to a game. She understands it.
Oh, okay.
Football, she has either no understanding, no desire to understand.
Not even if it, like, other wives come over and there's like food and they can kind of branch off and do their thing. No interest.
She'll like it this year because we're in Jersey and a lot of her friends are in Jersey. Yeah. So now on Sundays while I'm watching the games all day, she could go out.
She won't be alone
Sammy
anymore.
Out and all that stuff. Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly.
This guy. more positive. Well, more
right
with what I thought was going to happen.
Yes.
I thought she'd be receptive to it.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong on that. And the only way I started to get her a little bit there was I wanted her to be upset for the sake
of course.
The call.
Well, like, it's radio. We don't want happy marriage. We want the annoyed wife. So it'd be a little funny.
Yeah, but initially she was more open to it. I was actually surprised. Look what is going on here. That's all I needed to do? Come up with couples fantasy and we create some bonding together?
No, the best part, and it was undersold because it was just, it was so quick and it was at the end. She's like, I thought you were responding to the text. What text? I didn't even see it yet. It's the whole thing that she thought that you were saying you didn't even know happened.
Well, that's after the fact. When she said that, then I checked the text and I said, now I know why she was in a good mood. Otherwise, it would have been she's running around, stuff's going wrong, she's annoyed. Why am I bothering her with this fantasy football crap?
Okay.
So she was in a good mood because something happened good at
and
school.
She was communicating the good to you, and she, you read the text. Oh, wow, honey, isn't that amazing? Look, something at school with Sammy.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, let's do the fantasy league. Right. So
don't worry about PPR, honey. That's it. But how many teams? 12 or 14?
Yeah, exactly. And did you just know how little she wants to sit there and watch footballs on Sunday with
me. She won't even watch the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yes. But even that, she's more into the halftime show.
Yeah.
She's more like, she likes, you know, getting the food ready or whatever, taking care of the playing with the kids that are over. Sure. She does not care about the game. Not one iota. Wow. Now, you watch with Jen? You watch football with her?
Yeah, I hate watching the Jets with her. I really do. Because this came up yesterday. I enjoy watching Dallas. You know, she's a big Cowboys fan. Yeah. She loves football. She knows it. But when I had to sit here for the last 2 years and hear from my wife, why do you defend Zach Wilson on the air? He's terrible. I almost couldn't feel like less of a man in the moment. Because I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
I know.
I was close a couple
times.
Can't
hang up on her.
Exactly. And deep down, I knew that she was probably right. And they were losing 17-6, and he was 18 for 39 in the fourth quarter.
That's what hurts more, when you know she's right about it. All right, that does it for us. We're back again tomorrow. First Football Friday of the season. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all those who called. Thanks to Dolph. Thanks to Hoff, Evan, and Tiki. They're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.